You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke to Marnie Wilton about the rapidly growing community support for the teacher strike. She's an admin of the Facebook group I Back the Teachers, which has grown in membership to more than 8,000 in less than 2 weeks. We discussed the necessity of there being a space for non-teachers to show their support for the cause, and that the movement has significant support from the wider community. I began by asking Marnie what the purpose of the group is and why she got involved.
Another lady, Esther, started the group, and she saw that there was no space for non-teachers, parents, whānau, aunties, grandmas, you know, all the rest of it, to sort of voice their support for teachers. So she set it up, and I saw it, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect, because I really wanted to show that I was supporting teachers, but I didn't really know how. I didn't, kind of know how to channel that. So I jumped on the group and encouraged friends to join as well, and I'm now an admin with Esther on that.
What's your kind of relationship to the teacher movement then?
I'm a parent, so I've got two young boys, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old at Conanie School in Glen Eden. So I'm coming up from a parent angle, because for me, this is, I'm very supportive of teachers themselves, of course, I totally think they should be supportive, but if I take a step back, it's actually about my kids and education as a whole. I mean, I went to Auckland Uni, I've got a degree, I value education. I think it's really important, and I think if we do as a New Zealand society value our education, we need to get behind the teachers, because this is actually about more than just the teachers themselves. It's about the future of our kids' education. So that's why, really, I feel strongly about it. I feel strongly that we need to get up there and back our teachers. It's a mega strike. It's the largest strike in New Zealand's history on Wednesday, and we have a real chance to affect some change, positive change.
Absolutely. So this group, you've kind of shown that it's for people who aren't just teachers who want to show support. So what do members of the group do in sense of mobilising and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, good question. So we've now up to almost 8,000 members. That's in 2 weeks. So it's just gone crazy. And on that group, we've got a pin post at the top with a list of actions that we're encouraging everyone to do. Now, that, and what I've said to people is just choose one thing. If we've got nearly 8,000 of us, if we all do one thing, that will make a big difference. So you might, the people on the group might choose to print off a poster. I've made a poster up there myself. I'm no graphic person, but I've given it a go.
Yeah.
And you can print off a poster and you can stick it up at your local library, or you can stick it up on a notice board somewhere around uni or whatever. You might want to share the group with your Facebook friends or whatever. You might want to write to your MP, or there's a whole lot of little things that you can do that will actually raise awareness. And of course, the big one is get out there on Wednesday and actually join in, because I think the more non-teachers that join in, the more the government will see this is not about greedy teachers wanting more for themselves. It's actually about the rest of us in New Zealand caring about education. So I think it's really great if people can get out there on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as a mum with young children at school, what's the kind of environment you've noticed at school with other parents? Yeah. Has there been dialogue, after school, picking kids up, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's amazing. I think some teachers have sort of felt almost like a bit, oh gosh, we don't want to, upset parents with the strike and all this sort of thing. And actually my experience has been, I'm yet to come across a single parent who is not supportive, because they are feeling the pinch themselves on their kids. So, for example, we're noticing in our schools way more relievers being used because there's a shortage of teachers. I think it's something like 50% of schools throughout New Zealand just don't have enough teachers now. There's been a drop in teacher trainees, about 40% less than normal, you know, it's dropped down by 40%, the number of students training to be teachers. So there's a huge shortage. And then even worse than that is when there's no teachers in the class, quite often what we're experiencing as parents is the classes will get split because they can't even get a reliever.
Right.
And I think back to my days at school, and you sometimes had a reliever, but you never usually didn't even get a reliever, you know. So what happens then if they don't get a reliever is they break the class in half or into three or something, and they put the children into different classes for the day because they just can't even get a relieving teacher. So that's just so disruptive for all the kids that, you know, they're bunged into another class and the schools can't help it. And we're not pointing the finger at schools because I think the schools are doing the best they can and the teachers are doing the best they can, but there's just a huge shortage.
Absolutely. So is this happening relatively frequently, these massive class sizes having to come in?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. The feedback on our group is people are experiencing relievers, split classes. Also, parents with kids who have special needs, they are not getting the support in the schools. That's not provided, right. And that's another thing that the teachers are asking for.
Clearly we've had the issue of teacher pay for a long time. Do you have any comment on why this is happening now as opposed to years ago, this level of mobilising?
Look, I don't know. I'm no politician person or expert or anything like that. I think it's just kind of getting to breaking point now. And, you know, I think that maybe the effect is worse than it's ever been. I don't know. It just feels like that as a parent that, you know, suddenly things are a lot worse and they're just going to keep getting worse if we don't do something about it.
And do you feel as though this wider community support will have, you know, a big influence on the government's decision?
Yeah, well, I hope so, because, you know, I really think if enough of us get out there and say, hey, this is not just about teachers, this is about our kids, then actually we could, I really hope we can make a big difference. And I think we've got a lot of a chance now because, you know, it's not just primary teachers, it's secondary teachers and the area teachers from the country schools, they've all come on board too, I think yesterday or day before. So pretty much every single school in New Zealand, you know, is going to be coming out and saying something needs to change. So I think that if we all join that, it's a huge movement on Wednesday, a big movement for change. And, yeah, I really encourage all the BFM listeners. I know there's loads of students that are probably listening, and some of them will be teaching college students. It's about their future as teachers, and also a lot of the listeners may be parents themselves, you know.
So that's the 29th of May between 7 and 8:30.
Yep, and if you join our Facebook group, if I can do a plug, join the Facebook group, and on there you'll see details of all the, there's various pickets going in the morning, about 7:30, 8 a.m. around all the entire of New Zealand, loads and loads at Auckland, like just about every street corner, there'll major intersection, there'll be pickets, and then about, I think, midday, around RTS Square or Queen Street. Gosh, I should have found out exactly where it's starting, and I haven't. But have a look. There'll be publicity about it everywhere. Join in the big march as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.